This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild places this world has to offer in search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So this is Becca Ritter, and my daughter Sylvia here is with me, and we were going to tell you a story about a really fun fishing adventure that we went on. Just for a little bit of context, we were about an hour from Bozeman, Montana, and my son, Luca, was really sick.
But we didn't know that at the time.
We didn't know it at the time, but he had Colorado tick fever at the time. We were waiting on some results from the doctor. So anyway, we went on an adventure. We thought, this will be a nice, mellow adventure. We'll just go in the canoe. We don't have to walk anywhere. You can just lay down in the bottom of the canoe.
Yeah, he can relax.
So we got in the canoe, and we started going down this little narrow path on the reservoir out to the back where there was a little dam, and it was a beautiful day. The sky was bright, and we were fishing and just having the best time ever fishing. But the only problem with being in that little inlet there was that
we couldn't see the weather.
We couldn't see how the weather was changing. Okay, we'll let Sylvia take it from here.
And then I was in this thing, and I was just walking towards something to just see what it was, and Luke was like, "That's a snake. Get away from that." And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then it was a snake, so.
It was a really big bull snake.
Yeah, but it wasn't a rattlesnake. No. And then we went back out on the water to just, like, go back, and it was a complete thunderstorm. White caps everywhere.
Yeah. The fishing was so good, we stayed just a little bit too long. So, yeah, the water was getting real gnarly. So my husband Will and I were paddling the canoe as hard as we could to get across the channel to the other side.
But they couldn't, so Dad had to tie a rope to the canoe and pull it with me and Luca, my brother, in it.
And then at one point, we couldn't even do that. It was just too wild. So we actually had to abandon the canoe. And so we left the canoe where it was, and we couldn't get back to the truck. Because
yeah,
it was actually across this other
across the river
waterway. So we were kind of stuck on this little area. Thunderstorm.
And then I found this house, but there was nobody in it. So we just had to keep going, and Luca was really tired.
Yeah,
at
he
that
was
time.
Sick, feverish. We had to wear our life jackets to stay warm, and had to hike up like half a mile up over this kind of rugged terrain in the pouring rain. And then
Dad had to swim across this river to get attention of a guy. And then he had this boat, and he ran across the river to get us across. And his dog had gotten bit in the face by a rattlesnake the day before.
It was quite the ordeal. But yeah, basically we had to get rescued off the water, and we had to leave the canoe where it was actually overnight.
And then a couple days later, we came back and got it.
Yeah. So Sometimes when the fishing is good, you just gotta let it be and watch the weather.